This conference is being recorded.
Walker Fire Protection, July board meeting. Okay, one of the things I took off the agenda was, because we were meeting in the small office, was the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm going to add the pledge here because we have a flag and we're in the big room. So you have an agenda in front of you. I'd like to amend it to include the pledge. Any objections to that? Any other changes to the agenda? Have a motion to accept the
motion
agenda?
Motion to accept the agenda as is.
As amended. As amended.
As is with the addition.
Oh, okay. Okay. Second? Steve, second. Oh, my God. He's joining right in this time.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Flag is... You wanted to make in this public comment section?
And careful that flag doesn't touch the floor. That has to be
close way.
This last year, the Walker community, with the help of the Walker Community Action Alliance, raised funds with just the Walker Paramedic Group, with the Walker Fire Department Paramedic Group, with assets they needed. The choice was theirs, and on behalf of the WCAA, today is the day that we're happy to present this BLS medic bag to the Walker Fire Medic team and to Roger Newsom, the fire chief. So here it is.
Yep. Thank you, everybody.
Is it full?
You'll have to get Mr. King to show you how
that
works.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, does Lauren come with it?
Yeah, yeah. Unless it's got a back support built right into it. Good.
You should open it up.
This medic bag has the potential of earning the fire department $125
a day
when it's in use. And we're happy to do something for all of it.
Wow, that's sweet.
Whoa.
Wow.
Each one of these will come off if you need.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, whatever you need. They're going to be color coded for different objects.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two of them. Let's go on the side. You've got your saline and lactated ringers, whatever goes from each pouches here. So you can start IVs.
Is there room for medical marijuana?
We are a full service fire department.
We're not allowed to carry that.
Not
one
of our drugs
we can carry. Yeah. We'd be getting a lot of calls. Well, thank you guys.
Thank
That's
you
great.
Very much.
All right.
We're very happy to do that, and we're off to wait all day for
it. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, thank
you
guys.
All right, thanks.
And I start a full week today.
I know. Keep that phone with you, baby.
Thank you.
Okay, any other public input? Anybody want to say anything before we start the board meeting?
Good morning.
All right. Quite a crowd. This is the biggest crowd in a year. Is this a nice day?
Too.
Really? Wow, this is great. Yeah.
Nice to
come
too.
Okay.
Do what I can.
I don't know why I put the president's report in here. Almost everything's contained in the rest of the agenda, so I really don't have much.
I'd like to accept the president's report.
Okay, here a second.
Okay.
Russ?
Board meeting minutes from June were distributed out to the board. They were posted up on the website with the audio file. And also the annual meeting minutes were also posted. They should be available. Those are going to stay in draft form until the next annual meeting. when they get approved by the membership. There's no audio file for that annual meeting. Okay, so it's just my notes that are there. I did speak with Adam earlier this week. We had a couple of financial statements that I didn't have up on the website. He sent me those. Those are now posted. So, and then I was kind of moving ahead a little bit with the Corporation Commission making our changes, and they've had problems with their website in the last couple of weeks, so I wasn't able to make the changes to represent the new board. However, that stuff is not due until the middle of September. So, plenty of time. Now, I'll just take a look at it for next month. That's all I have.
I'd like to accept his report.
Motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes?
All right, you're doing that. Yeah.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Anybody want to move to dispense with the treasurer's report today?
Well, I got a couple of things.
Oh, okay.
Couple of quick ones. There's not a report per se today because our accountant's wife just had a baby, so he was not able to print it off for me. But the budget committee, which is comprised of Roger, myself, and Steve, will meet as soon as he comes back, and we will have a budget at that particular point. It's very easy to do now with our new system. I mean, we can do it in less than an hour. But Steve will be taking over here in the next month or two as I transition out of the treasurer position. That's it. Transitioning period.
Okay. I don't think that needs a motion. Fire chief's report.
Okay. Calls. We had two medical calls, one smoke investigation, and one lightning-caused tree fire. Personnel, we were dispatched to the San Juan fire for a BLS kit and EMT, which is what the presentation is just about. This is both odd and encouraging. Odd because there is no BLS kit on our contract, or there wasn't one. Encouraging because we popped up on someone's radar, and so, you know, that leaves us pretty optimistic going forward. Cast out of the bag. We worked with the WCA to build a BLS kit, and it's already been added to our contract with the state, so it's eligible for us to get dispatched out. Again, we have people interested in taking the bag and, you know, working on fires, so hopefully that will come around back to us again. Fleet. I have not heard from Cherry regarding Patrol 84. That's all we've got there. Severity Patrol, the season ended July 6th and was generally much quieter than last year in terms of far fewer calls. We really had a lot of calls last year. We also had a little less wear and tear on the trucks this year, which is, you know, personnel changes that we made. Training. Training's covered new procedures about when to reduce spinal mobility and when not to on medical calls. This is kind of a big thing in terms of the change in the industry. It was automatically, you know, someone nicked their finger and they got immobilized and tied down to a backboard. And, so that is changing, and so there's a lot of work there, but we've gone over that. We also did some training on firefighter safety in terms of how we respond to different types of incidents. We had refresher training on Engine 86 as well. I mean, for a couple of people that are new, that's kind of a common thing as we continually refresh on the trucks. We're not here every day working on trucks, so we need to, you know, refresh on them quite regularly. One thing I have here in the report, just because it's such a big number, we had 16 people actually come to training on July 5th, obviously holiday weekend, so I was pretty pleased with that outcome. Facilities. Gene Tomek and Glenn Heitold are working on the generator in the back corner. I ordered a part that they requested to fix it. It's a solenoid. Should be here soon. Western Yavapai Chiefs Association, there was no meeting in June. PRCC, so this is probably the biggest item on the report this month. We've come to a tentative solution with Groom Creek. It should allow us to remain on their frequency. We proposed a specific change to our radio procedure that they agreed to, contingent on our successful execution of this new procedure. Chief Bentley, however, suggested that we think about a switch as a long-term strategy in case of any unexpected leadership changes at either department which might disrupt our MOU. In that, to that point, our first step in this regard will simply be to see if our repeater can be reached from the dispatch center, which is downtown Prescott. Mark Keegan is working on that. If so, then any change would be significantly less expensive, but it doesn't look like this will be an issue either way for the time being. So that was a positive outcome. VFD grant, this is the grant that we've been first applied for, I think, in January. All the paperwork is in. They will start the process of issuing a reimbursement check, which they set an expectation could take several months before the check actually gets here. The check should be for $4,520 when it arrives. And then one other thing that I've got on here is Arizona State Fire School. We've got one scholarship, and which covers going to the school and hotel. We've had two other firefighters express interest in participating. One of the two lives down in Mesa, so he would not need a hotel expense from us. But in terms of the two tuitions and one hotel for one firefighter, the hotel, I would set an expectation of about $500, which by itself, I guess, is below my discretionary thing, but all in, the visibility is the total cost would exceed my discretionary thing where we haven't approved a budget yet. I don't know if I need to ask for approval. My expectation would be that all in would be about $1,000. I would set a ceiling of $1,500 in case somehow I'm wrong about that. But pretty important training if we can go. And so if I need to have that approved, then I would request that we discuss it and vote on it.
I think as a point of clarification, we're operating on last year's budget. You have the $750 is for something that's not in the budget.
Right.
If you have it in the budget, if it's $2,000 or $3,000, you can spend whatever you need up to your budget limit. It's when you go over the budget.
Where this would be training dollars, I'm quite certain that there's not room left in last year's budget.
Well, we're starting with a new budget like all over from the beginning. Actually, that's what we're operating on. We're not using last year's budget with the removal of the items that we spent last year.
I see.
We start fresh at the beginning of June with the budget as it was written last year. And then we'll tweak changes with it as it goes forward.
Okay.
Otherwise, it would be just too restrictive for you to be able to do anything.
Let me throw in there, because that's why it's important that you always have that meeting, because you know where pockets of money need to be put into the budget. Then the board gets to see the budget, then they vote on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you need the freedom to be able to operate and make these kind of decisions without our involvement. We really don't need to be involved telling you that you can or can't send somebody to a fire school that you think they need to go to.
Do you know the number that you have to work with from the budget, from the new budget?
We don't have a new budget.
No, the old budget was something like $2,000 or $3,000.
And there's no expense out of it, so it'd be at least that much as we, you know, so
it's really
not an issue.
That's a good point, clarification.
Yeah, but not really an issue. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. I have a question about the BLS kit and the ambulance, what we call the emergency whatever vehicle. At one point, you said that they might call that vehicle out as well.
Right.
But during this most recent event, come to understand that you need people that have qualifications to be able to take the vehicle out or take the BLS kit out.
So what this
mark is?
There's two different things.
Right.
We can get a call to have our ambulance dispatched, and that's on the contract.
Okay.
And what we learned was that we can also have a BLS kit, which is a backpack, and someone who is certified to open up the backpack and use the stuff that's in there.
Okay.
So this was what it specifically was a BLS kit, EMT who is red carded, and that they have a four-wheel drive pickup or a four-wheel drive vehicle to get to the incident.
Personal vehicle.
Yes. So that was, Mark was interested in doing that. He meets all of those qualifications.
Sure.
And we have several people in the department who fit that description. So should the call come in again, the gamble here with the outlay is that we will get called again in this capacity. So I want to be clear on that.
I think it's good to have the equipment anyway. But the ambulance could go as well.
Correct.
So you'd have two different things.
Exactly.
You can have the ambulance go, and you can have the BLT.
And the third dynamic, but since we don't have a dedicated paramedic quite yet, or the one we do can't go for 2 weeks at a time, there's also an ALS kit.
Okay.
Similar backpack, with more stuff in it.
Okay, but that's, again, that's, you need it, you get it.
Right. Quick question. Who would potentially call and say, we need
dispatch?
Okay, this is through state.
Yeah, so we got a call the morning of Walker Day. Mm-hmm. You're being dispatched to a fire. Can you meet the order?
Gotcha.
So it's a binary thing. I didn't fully grasp what they were asking for.
Yeah.
I said, and I called Mark. You know, one thing led to another. We learned what was actually being requested, mm-hmm. and so now we filled that gap.
Okay. Oh, cool. So I wasn't aware I was doing Walker Day. Did we go? Did we send a
No, we didn't have an ALS kit. We didn't, our BLS kit. So that's what the
that's
WCA what
the
gave us.
Need. Perfect. Okay.
Exactly.
Right. Got it. Right. Plus,
okay.
It was Walker Day. Where you could go.
Then the PRCC, the communications thing.
Yes.
Are you? Mark is going to go take a look and see whether or not we can reach our repeater site from the PRCC, right? That's one of the things you're going to do. You're actually going to be moving down this road to make this change, if it's possible to do or necessary to do.
Well, I mean,
or lay the groundwork.
Yeah, baby steps, lay the groundwork without spending any money.
Right.
So right now, testing the capacity of the current system as is, current hardware as is to reach,
right.
It doesn't cost anything.
Okay, and is it beneficial to us or not beneficial to us to become independent of the Groom Creek?
Yes.
Radio.
Which is to say there's advantages and disadvantages to it, which, I mean, I can go over those, but there's...
Okay, no, I think that's fine. And then part of the baby steps would be to determine what the expense would be if we were to do that.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, we have a rough idea, but for now we just want to test the...
Is that $5,000 plus or minus?
I think it'd be a little less than that, but yeah.
Okay. All right, and then...
But if the time comes, you know, then we'll have a proper...
Sure. Okay.
Nick Wold, I mean, he's got repeaters all through the hills going all the way down to them. Is that a different frequency, something like that? Any way to tap into that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we can explore that, but I think that's a whole different.
Okay, I just, off the top of my head, I thought, we already know that there's some kind of signal being bounced around.
Well, the thing that we use for a repeater is a Mission Impossible looking briefcase with what looks like a couple of radios in it. And so it's a little different than I think what he's using for the
wire.
You're a VHF. You're in the VHF range, 160 megacycles over here. Okay, megahertz. Okay, anybody else? Okay,
yeah.
Harry, you have more questions for Roger?
Hold that thought. hold all your thoughts. Yeah. The solenoid you're talking about on the facilities here, is that for the siren?
No.
The siren?
That is for the generator.
That's for the generator. Are we going to get the community siren working again?
I hadn't thought about that. I mean, we've literally never used it. If the board thinks it's a good idea, then we can do what we need to get it operational.
I don't see a disadvantage.
I do.
What? Because if it went off, nobody would know what that
meant. Yeah, right. There's no training.
I think that's worth discussion.
It's worth the discussion, but that's the problem with these things. They don't, whether they're running out or bury themselves. I mean,
you have a question for Roger about his fire report. We'll add this. That's a good topic, and we'll add that in to when we're talking about facility maintenance.
No,
Okay. So any questions for Roger about his report and the things that were in his report? John, any more for you?
Don't let him, push you around.
I'm reminding him I am the senior board member.
Steve, have a motion to accept the fire chief's report.
Motion.
John, second. Boy, Steve, you were fast the first time.
You were losing.
All right. Yeah. Any more discussion about the fire chief's report? All in favor of accepting? Aye. All right. Committee reports. We have fundraising. You got anything to talk about?
Firefighter Appreciation Day is coming up October. I think we set a date.
It is.
The 4th, maybe?
Of October.
Yeah, October. If anyone has a calendar, first Saturday, I think, in October.
Okay. And we're going to send a donation letter is going to be going out here in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, we'll tag that on.
Fundraising.
Okay.
A donation letter. And then we'll have a newsletter like October, November, at the end of the year, before the end of the year, as we normally traditionally do. Okay. All right, bylaw, Victoria, Stephen.
Okay.
All right.
Please don't take this personally, but
thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
I don't dress like this for one thing.
October newsletter will be actually put a lot on.
Okay, I understand. Gotcha.
We had a very, very brief kind of let's say, launching meeting on July 3rd, Victoria, Carla, Keegan, Tim McFarland,
Nancy,
and myself. And it was just kind of to review some of the feedback that we got at the annual report, at the annual meeting, and to see if we could kind of hone in on what the major issues were that the community seemed to be concerned about with respect to the proposals that were made. We decided at that time that we were going to try very, very hard to be inclusive of the community, to try to get some people to sit in on the committee and provide us with their input and wisdom. We also didn't want to try to, you know, to reestablish everything from A to Z, because we felt that there were some very, very good parts of the proposal that Chuck had provided that we didn't need to reinvent. So basically what it boils down to is, as an informal group, on July the 3rd, we decided we were going to just focus on the membership portion of it, especially as the perception that maybe we're not within legal bounds of 501c3 corporations, according to IRS guidelines. So with that in mind, we went ahead and asked Bill to put out a notice to the community. I believe at this point that we've received two additional volunteers. Mark, I believe, has stepped up and volunteered, which we appreciate. And then Victoria notified me yesterday that, and I don't know the person, John Allison?
Right down the back.
Oh, great. Very good, John. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you for offering your name as a volunteer. So that at this point, kind of provides the nucleus that we were looking for. And I guess we could ask the, somebody chirping over there. We would ask, you know, the board for some feedback and maybe to help us to formalize the committee with the names that I have mentioned, so that we can have our first meeting on July the 17th at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I think the committee's been formed. I don't know that the board wants to be involved in tracking membership of your committee. You have a chairman, for sure.
I think according to the bylaws, you have to approve the committee.
I think the committee was approved last year. The committee was approved last year. We're just continuing it forward. If you want to make a motion, Steve, about what you want the committee to be with the charter for the committee and everything.
You know, to be considered as a continuing committee, I think I should make a motion that the names that I just mentioned, that they be accepted as the formal membership of the committee, and that it be noted that we're going to have our first meeting on July 17th. July the 17th.
Which is right coming up, okay.
Coming up, yes.
Okay.
So the membership would be...
So the motion is about forming a committee.
Yes,
the motion. Form a bylaw committee to do what?
To review the proposed changes to the bylaws and make recommendations to the board regarding those changes.
Okay.
What's today's date?
Day the 12th.
And you're going to have your meeting?
17th. Okay. Okay, so I don't want to make your motion for you, but I think that you want to review the bylaws, make proposed changes based on that review, and bring them to the board. That's a charter for you.
That's correct.
For your thing. Okay, so you're going to review the bylaws.
Yes.
Propose changes.
Yes.
And present them to the board for consideration. Does that make sense in terms of the motion?
Yes.
Okay, do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
You're too late. Johnny, you already had a hand up.
Terry, where have you been?
It's supposed to be verbal.
Oh, good point.
All right, so Terry Piskey seconds.
I like that.
All right, any discussion about the bylaw committee?
My only question is, it seems to me that we had no less than two attorneys looking at what membership consists of, and I believe that I don't think they would have let us push that thing through if it wasn't in compliance. So I would just look at making sure that is something that you have to change. Go ahead, Mark.
Hang on. Hang on.
Oh,
hang
maybe.
On. Hey, wait.
Maybe this is the wrong way to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So that would be my question. Would be it may not be something that has to be changed. It might be something that might be better if it's changed. But membership has gotten us into trouble before trying to come up with some way of determining. And I've made this clear earlier in our executive session. For one or two people that might want to come and vote, I'm not sure that it's worth this whole minutia. But that's my point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terry, you have anything for the motion?
No.
Discussion about the motion?
Russ?
All right. The motion is to form a committee or confirm the committee for the bylaws. And the purpose of the committee is to the charter for the committee is to review the bylaws, make proposed changes to the board. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes.
Just a note in passing, we used to have an actual form for charter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
We did everything and it listed all of the committee members, the date it was chartered, and the day the committee was dissolved. So it should still be back here in the file. If not, I may have a blank copy.
I remember that.
If you want it.
I don't care.
Okay. If Russ wants it, you have a sec.
All right. All right. Firewise, anybody from Firewise? Lauren left?
He's there.
Yeah, he was there. I think that we understand that he still has grant processes pending, and I think that the consensus of the board here is that if no grant comes, then we will have something in our budget, Steve. I think this is you and Vic, to perhaps set aside money for a chipper day and to be able to do it. But we need to probably make a plan for that because I think we need to plan far enough in the future to be able to have the collection process go on for a couple of weeks and whatever. So I don't know, I don't have any idea what the possibilities are for grant money, and I think we need to be prepared to do that because I think it's important.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Any other committees? I don't think we have any other committees that are active. Okay, Volunteer Month of the Volunteer of the Month recognition. We're going to recognize Bob Lothridge, Jim Middleton for standing out there and cooking on in that heat and cooking on Walker Day, and then Linda Emmett for the work she did at the. She just stepped in and relieved John of a lot of responsibility there that day at the garage sale. And then there's dozens of people that helped. There's no way to recognize everybody. Everybody without missing somebody, you know. I mean, everybody picks up something and helps. It all went together. I think that it was great. We'll talk about Walker Days here in a minute, but we'll recognize those people and we'll get certificates to them. Okay, old business. Walker Days. In terms of kind of a catch-up report, you ready to do that, John?
Sure. I did my summary. Is everyone here on the email list primarily?
No.
No. Okay.
And all of a sudden we're dropped.
I got you. Did anyone get the notice that was like the Walker Day wrap-up?
No.
Okay, so maybe, okay, most everyone's getting it. That was it. It was just very concise. It was a pretty simple day. It was another successful Walker Day. And
How much?
I think after all is said and done, maybe around 4,000, something like that. I mean, it's not a huge, huge intake, but it has huge value, so. It was great.
After
everything is all said and done, I think we put about $4,000 in our pocket. So it's a nice, quick community block party, but we get lots of folks that show up for the yard sale that have never been to Walker, and it's a nice way for them to be introduced to the community. But cakewalk is always a blast. Nothing better than seeing some kid jump up after he wins a cake, you know. Right,
yeah,
right.
And we had plenty of cakes donated.
Yeah. In fact, one gal... Rose Doherty donates 10 cakes every year. She just makes them up and she brings them down the day of, and I can always look forward to that. And that's, gosh, almost that alone would almost be all we need. But then there's a few others, and yeah. So that's it. Walker Day wrap up. It was another good one.
Okay, the welcome information for new homeowners for Sharon Benzies. Terry, we've had some discussions about this, and we're starting to come up with some.
Starting to move forward on it, and. I've come up with a couple of things, and these were, in my opinion, would be refrigerator magnets. One is an escape route out of Walker that was done by WCAA. I reduced it down to a 4x6, and something to just stick on your refrigerator in times of panic you may. But if you just grab that, it shows the way out, no matter where you're at in the Walker community. And another one is another refrigerator magnet proposal called Tips for Living in the Forest. Living in the forest community is very different from living in desert community and brings with it a whole new set of pleasures and challenges. Never smoke outdoors without an ash receptacle at hand. Never dispose of cigarette cigar butts by tossing them out of a vehicle window or throwing them over the deck railing. Never drive with lit smoking materials. Extend it out of the window. Keep it inside. Fire pits are nice, but remember it's those pretty sparks and embers floating away that start fires. Always have a shovel, ample water, or a bucket of sand at hand when enjoying that campfire. Make sure that fire is dead out. Register your phone with the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office for emergency alerts. And for fire or a medical emergency, call 911. And then I've got the Walker Fire Protection Association and the website.
Okay. You want to send us to us in an email with the language, and then see if there's some tweaking or whatever needs to be done.
Sure.
Yeah.
You seen it?
Yeah, I like the idea.
Right now.
Yeah.
I talked to the printer. He can print on any medium that you want.
Okay.
And so that's not an issue. So if you want to put it on these soft magnets, that'd be great.
Okay.
And
then some trifolds. We've got the something that Lauren has put together. Lauren Biker has put together. Walker, Arizona, the history.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Okay. And I talked to Lauren. At the joint meeting with the WCAA and we had here a few weeks ago, and he did not have an issue at that time about sharing this.
Okay.
Because that is something he created.
Okay.
And
I think the printing costs, I think Matt has access to the color printer and to the trifold folding.
Okay.
Device.
Mm. Wow.
So we might be able to do that without much cost, if any cost.
Yeah, the same thing with this FireWise.
It's
got a WCAA logo on the back.
The other FireWise guys, so.
Yeah.
And then
Okay, and then suggested email that you sent to me, or the suggested letter you sent to me yesterday. I kind of redlined it, and I sent it back to you. I don't know if you got it or not.
I got some of it, yeah. But I didn't do anything.
Okay,
that's
fine.
Yeah. To make another trifold.
And that would be for what?
For just describing what the WFPA is.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. And, I mean, I like the magnet idea. I'd like that to be a lot bigger for guys like me that...
We can tweak it.
We'll look at it, tweak it, maybe even laminate it, but something big would be great.
Originally, I was going to do a legal envelope size.
Right.
Okay, where the escape routes would attach horizontally.
Okay, gotcha.
So you could see it, and with the other one, it's any guest that comes up and goes to the refrigerator for Coke, you know, it's right there.
There it is. Okay. I like it.
You got to make it small enough for them to be able to put on their refrigerator.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Okay. All right.
Door magnet.
All right, Terry, so it looks like you're down the road quite a bit now. I called Sharon Benzie, and she said that she had given you some of her details, information.
Yeah.
She had given some to you, and Chuck was going to drop off the stuff that he had today sometime here. So,
okay, well, the packet I've got is 2 inches thick.
Yeah.
Okay, and for a welcome to Walker, having been in real estate for a long, long time, knowing what we give our clients at the end with the packets and everything, everything goes in a drawer, everything goes in a box, and a year or 2 years later, they're calling us saying, hey, did I ever get a home warranty package? Did I do this? What did I do with that? So the keep it simple, stupid theory, I think, would apply to this.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks. Any questions for Terry?
Good job.
Okay. Facility maintenance. I think that we're still talking about trying to find somebody to come in and do the plan and keep responsible. Did you say you knew somebody, or was it Vic? That was going to,
I think it's Vic.
Okay. So, and Dan Halk is keeping the big stuff taken care of, but it's having a plan and that sort of stuff, right?
Well, I guess I would say that in my report I've talked about Gene and Glenn Heithold working on the generator.
The generator, right.
I wonder if someone should approach Glenn Heithold to see if he would have an interest.
Okay.
Make it official.
I think I'm going to see him later today anyway, so I'll step on his toes, see what he's doing. Okay. The bridge project, Russ, did you have some communications with anybody about that? I think you were
calling. Yeah, I had I had called over to
I'll be right in front of the station.
So the two contacts that were listed on the back of the trifold that we received earlier, the one from the county, the other from the federal government, and they asked if there were any updates. And I had gotten a note back from one of the contacts that Supervisor Jack Smith was setting up a meeting. And then I noticed that the two announcements had gone out after that.
Okay.
So that meeting is coming up at the High Center.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know that, you know, we're just kind of an information conduit. I don't know that we're involved in any of that at all. So
yeah.
It's just as we get information, we had a message in here today from Jack Smith. We don't know when he leaves it. Well, I don't know why they, you know, he has Roger's phone number, so he should be able to deal with that.
Good. And that's the, you know, thing on the back here about the project itself and then why they're doing it. So if there's any reason, you know.
Now, where'd you get that flyer?
This was distributed at the annual meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. You got one, too?
Yeah. Yes,
okay. Well, that has a life of its own. I don't know if really it impacts us too much unless they close the road down while they're doing it. And then Roger will have to deal with it. Storeroom project, as you can see, Rudy and them, Mark and them, they've started and they're going to finish. I mean,
that's all dug up. You have to. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's now has a life of its own and it's on its way. So ultimately we'll be able to go into the what will be the kind of work room, you know, coffee break room, something off here. We're not calling a kitchen. It won't necessarily be a kitchen. It'll just be a place where we can keep and store stuff.
And that'll be accessed from here?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then there'll be an outside door, and then there'll be get some of this stuff out of here. As much of this stuff as possible, get it out of here so it's not quite so cluttered in here.
So the two refrigerators will go in there?
No, the refrigerators will go in the kitchen.
In the storeroom.
Okay. In the not kitchen.
Okay, so that'll give more room
in
here for the
truck. In the break room, yeah.
Right.
The break room.
So we won't be backing in?
Yeah. I'd like to see us get there are sliding door double refrigerators, commercial refrigerators, stainless steel. That would be great if we can get those. I think we can get those fairly inexpensively. They come out of these restaurants all the time. And there's several restaurant-used equipment, supply places in the valley that we have access to get things like that. So that's a kind of working project. I think it's a $20,000 estimated cost, less than, I think, is what they're expecting to come in, less than that. So any questions? No, it's already done.
It's already done.
Yeah. Any questions about the storeroom project?
Nope.
Russ? Terry?
No.
John? Okay. Well, that conducts the old business. And business. Do you have anything new that you would like to talk about here today, this morning? No, I couldn't think of any topics that we needed to address. Roger, anything from you? Everything going okay? Okay. All right. Community announcements. Do you have Firewise or WCA have any announcements? Okay. You have announcements about two things here. Announcements about upcoming events, like your board meeting or your annual meeting is going to be right here, the 26th, right? Okay. And any other events that you know about that's coming? Okay.
Sunday, Saturday coming up.
Sunday, Saturday, first Saturday in August, and then the meeting, as you said, July 26th, and we had said 10 o'clock, so that might be tweaked a little.
Yeah, and I called Lauren, and I called Lauren. Because we will be noisy. I mean, there's, you know, we're up to an hour here cleaning up. Yeah.
Planning on meeting here, I just talked to Betsy.
Okay.
And also for the Sunday Saturdays, the money that we're raised, the donations that we get for that is also going towards Chipper Day.
Right. Okay.
So.
Sure. Okay. And when we decide what Chipper Day is going to be, if it's going to be grant or however it's going to be funded, we'll just decide how it's getting paid,
exactly.
How it gets paid for. So no big deal. Okay.
And to recap that, we're still doing the winter coach drive.
Okay.
And I'm taking pledges for $1 a coach raised towards, again, the Thanksgiving dinners for the Catholic Charities Family Center and the Project Hope Project that helps get them on their feet
out of debt, how to manage lives, and, you know, how to manage their lives.
Sure. Well, you know, Victoria, I pledged the dollar last year, and nobody ever came to get the money.
Really? I'll come get
it. Hello.
I'll this year, too, with interest. Another dollar this year?
Yeah.
Thank you.
But ask me afterwards, I'll give you the money.
Okay.
Okay, now public forum. If you have anything to say, just talk, Myron.
Okay.
Keep it to 2 minutes.
I just need you. Okay. On the is Walker Day still considered a fundraiser?
You know, like I'll send you a link to the message I sent out. We titled it a fundraiser. It's a community block party. It's an awareness raising. It's a fun day, and if we make some money, it's a bonus.
Well, last year you, I said I gave you a whole big long thing.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
How you could double and triple your money.
Right.
But you didn't do any of that stuff, so I volunteered to.
I meant to do one thing, to go to the $5 lunches, but we accidentally sent out last year's $4. I thought, yeah, $4 is fine.
That doesn't matter, but
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
saying I'll be glad to volunteer
to. Okay. All right. I'll now let you work with me directly.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else,
Mr. Harris?
I know,
this is
but
a
I mean,
to finally,
right.
Finally.
Okay. Mark?
On the station edition, we're working through trying to get any donated portions of that. Foxworth should have an answer for this week on the actual the frame package, which is one of the biggest ticket items. We've had the excavation, was already donated to us. Rudy and I had laid out a pretty straightforward schedule on that, trying to get it all done. I'm going to have to change it this week. I haven't talked to Rudy. My masons will be here tomorrow starting the stem work, but I have to leave. I'm sorry, I'll be here Monday. I am leaving Monday, and this kind of will affect me for a little bit. We will be gone for the week. I've got a brother that put in hospice last night. So that's going to get somewhat of a delay this week.
Sure.
I don't know how much Rudy's going to be able to do.
Okay.
But anyways, I got to go.
Okay.
So I will miss your meeting on Friday. I apologize for that. I do have two guys that offer to help if you need additional people.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Anybody else? Other comment? Okay. What I'd like to do is hear what they have to say, and then we can talk.
Right.
Mark? Okay. And one of the things that Rudy had in his communications was we need to empty this storeroom out because part of the construction will be in here. But I also understood that they were going to try to put a concrete floor in the old firehouse.
So
we can move the stuff out of here into that space, and it, you know, no sense of moving it in there because
you have to
move it out there again.
Our idea is to build us to get the new building up.
Yeah.
Originally, we're going to try and pre-cut the doorway so you can go through the block wall here into it because it's easier to cut now. But with timing, it's not going to fall out that way. We'll get that room built in and enclosed.
And then
break. We can move that stuff out.
Okay. Okay, so there's no rush to move this stuff out, but we can, as we have time, get.
Yeah, and Rudy's supposed to be back, I think, Monday night.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll talk to him about it. I just didn't have a good understanding of what he wanted. He had said he wanted this empty by a certain date,
right?
And then now we have a deadline to kind of get it out of there for him, but now that's kind of pushed back.
Along the same line, the outside building, anyone that thinks about putting something out there, it floods. Anytime there's water, rain, it just washes right in there and that thing floods. So is there, during the excavation, is there any way to divert water or to lower the apron going into that building?
Does anybody know how they set the building?
No.
They
moved
it.
I think Rudy was basically... Yeah. I think Rudy was basically saying that he couldn't get some permits pulled for it, maybe because of the way it was just planted there. There's, it may need to be, you're right, like moved and has some footings put under it or something like that.
Or just create a diversion at this point.
I see what you're saying. All right.
No,
not that kind of diversion, water diversion. I see what you mean. And that's what I'm wondering is if it's, you can take a look at it, like you don't have enough to do, but.
Well, we're going to be doing some final site work and cleanup.
Okay.
We already had a set of trench.
Okay.
This was a swimming pool the other day.
Okay, right.
So.
All right, just something else to throw on your plate. Thanks.
Okay.
Oh, you may, but wait.
But wait.
There's more. Mark, you had a quick, you were going to make a comment about the concept of maybe membership was covered, wasn't covered, something like that, properly, through the bylaws.
Oh.
You were going to say something earlier, but we...
We've gone through it a lot. I'll go through it with the...
Okay.
Board that needs to be involved with it.
Okay.
But I can give kind of historical reference because I met with the Corporation Commission.
Okay.
Many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be very helpful.
Yeah, because sometimes things don't need to be changed. You're looking at me.
You're going to keep...
Yeah, we
know
that business wheel. So I have the history...
That's what we need, is some talent.
Just to step up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Do I have a motion to adjourn? Where are you? There you are.
Second.
All right.
Yeah. All right. All in favor?